So we're still here on faith, foolishness, or presumption. Which means there are some things that we assume. We know we said the other day that it's very wrong to make assumptions. If anything at all, one should not live his or her life on assumptions. I assume God doesn't want this. And some of them can also be theological. One of them I mentioned was the case of those who didn't want blood transfusion. And the reason they gave was Leviticus 17:11, that you cannot shed blood. The life of man is in the blood. And that what's a very wrong way of interpreting things. Sometimes you can make assumptions. And assumption is not faith. We'll be looking at those different things. Now remember we said that the Joshua 1:8, it says, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate day and night. If you change that word meditate, it just means you shall think. Think. So, which means, and what does it mean to meditate? It means to process information. I like how somebody defined meditation back then. He said, meditation is to look at something from every angle. You look at it from the back, from the front, around it, which is your thinking. Meditation itself requires thinking. And Psalm 1 again, verse 1, says, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, stands in the way of sinners, sinners still comfort, but is delighted in the law of the Lord. In this law does he think day and night. And you think with your mind, right? So because you think with your mind, therefore means that your mind is useful. It has to be part and parcel. And don't forget, your mind is thinking on a supernatural information, the word of God. In Mark 4 and verse 24. Mark 4 and verse 24. I'll be using some translations today. I'm not a fan of using many translations because I know there are interpretations on their own. But maybe the language is what I need today. Mark 4:24. Now, the King James says, take heed what you hear. Then he says, with what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you, and unto you that hear shall more be given. Now, let's see a version that Jesus is talking about. When you hear, what do you do? The Amplified Version says, pay attention to what you hear by your own standard of measurement. Then it says, to the extent that you study spiritual truth and apply godly wisdom shall be measured to you, and you'll be given greater ability to respond. That's not the version I was looking at. I think it's the Amplified, the new one. So the measure of thought that you give to it. The measure of thought. James 1:22 says, be the doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Okay, let me, the international version of that Mark 4. It says, pay attention to what you are hearing. You will be evaluated by the same standard with which you do your evaluating. So meditation is actually to evaluate, which is you process the information. And processing the information is not doubt. It's not unbelief. Okay? James 1:22 says, be you dwell upon the earth only. If any be a hearer of the Lord, what is lacking unto a man who beholds natural face in the mirror, straightway goes away and forgets. So to forget, which is something you don't apply your mind to it. I was there, Romans 12:2 also says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So if we are told to meditate, and don't forget, in meditating on the word of God, last week we said in Matthew 13:34-35, it says, with many parables Jesus spoke to the people, and without a parable, spoke he not to them. And he was fulfilling scripture, which means that scripture is about using illustrations. Okay? So Jesus used illustrations a lot because that's the tradition of scripture. Psalm 78 and 2. Now, to know a parable, you have to think. That's why he says in Mark 4:24, you have to evaluate it. So, the process of evaluation is where you get the understanding. The mind, therefore, is important. And again, I'm going to repeat it for the purpose of emphasis, that the opposite of faith is not logic. The opposite of faith is unbelief. Your logic and thinking only becomes injurious, shall I say dangerous, when it preaches you against the word of God. Let me say it like this. I'm so convinced that when we logically look at God's word properly, we're going to arrive at faith. You know, because we're not curious. We are looking at the information and processing it. So, you don't think that faith opposes thinking. And like I've said, you know, even if you believe God, we're going to talk about some of those things now, and you are led by God to do something. Let's assume you are led by God to go and reach out. Okay? To reach out to someone, go to someone's house, go to this person's house, he'll be at home, go and minister to him. Now, naturally, you don't have to be told, take your car. Right? You don't have to be told that you're not looking at your fuel gauge. Right? Yeah, you just ignore those things. I just said, the Lord of God, if I'm led by God, you fill the tank. He'll sort things out. You don't even check your Google map, which is to help you get there on time. They just say, no, I'll just be going, just one round. Since God has sent me, I don't have to know how to get there faster. I don't have to do all that. I just want to go. So, you now enter a very interesting traffic. I remember one time I was coming to Lagos to speak. I was in Ibadan. So I was coming and they had given me a meeting. So, to come and preach here in FCE. That was 2001 or so. FCE here. 2001. I think it's one. So as I was leaving, I just sensed that I should prepare for the meeting from here. So I just took my tie. I wore a shirt that I could preach with. Naturally, I would go with something, a t-shirt, then I would change. I just wore the shirt and let me be prepared to preach. I took the shirt and I put a tie in my pocket, took my Bible as well. You know, unknown to me, there was the Bulls of Bashan on the express. So somehow too, and I just had an impression to do what I said. But I now said, if I go to Ojo, I'll meet regular drivers. Let me go to Agbowo Express. Those ones, they know the corners of life. I don't even know, so the driver I got into the car, he was just very smart. He found a way somewhere, I opened my eyes and I was in Lagos. Now the traffic was not just on the express, it was in many places. So somebody was supposed to bring what I was going to wear, the person was caught up in one of the traffic. As I got to FC, I just changed, just wore my tie, took my Bible, preached. It was when I was done preaching that the brother with my clothes came in. So that's just basic sense. Right? For I said, no. Since God has sent me, I'll just, any bus I go to take me to Lagos. Anywhere Belfast, I'll just get there. No. If you organize a meeting, you're led by God to hold a convention. You don't put any planning committee. There's nothing. You just say, there's no planning committee in the Bible. It's not by might, it's not by power, by my spirit. His spirit will just comfort you at the end of the day because you put sense. God gave you a brain so that when he talks to you about anything, you know the rest. We said here that God does the impossible. You do what? The possible. You do the impossible. You do the possible. Maybe someone's looking for fruit of the womb. And then God blessed the person. I said, I believe God. Then the person became careless. The doctor will call you, do this. And I say, no. Your cancer can't work on this one. This one is from Yahweh. He said, don't do this, don't do this. No, it doesn't matter. You know, Yahweh again will be there for you. Because the others use your. It's not unbelief to think. It's not unbelief to process information. I want to say this in a very careful way, but not too careful anyway, that your mind came from a supernatural source, your brain. You use it. To think includes the mind, the brain. And so think about it. Now, look at, we're focusing on a few things here. I spoke a little about politics because I know that it's a sensitive issue. Some believers still need deliverance. But it's fine. I mean, because you say, no. God rules in the affairs of men. He rules in the affairs of men. That when we declare a thing, it is done. You know, and I say it's fine. You know, I've done elections before. I remember we're doing one election. Somebody in an organization, someone said, okay, he just called me from the news. He said, what do you want? So I know you now. He said, this is the person I want. I listed everybody. So then I said, okay, what do we do? I said, the rules are very clear. Before you vote, you must have so and so requirements. And we want, so we listed the people we wanted. And then some people said, don't worry. The requirement is that they pay dues. Abi? So we just went to get all the people that were going to pay dues. The people had never paid dues before. We put them on the list. Shego, we paid your dues. Thank you very much. Okay, that means you owe me something. This person, thank you very much. So we gathered the names. We looked at the names very well. So I now, and the point is that nobody, I didn't call anybody. I had somebody who was a mediator. He called everybody up. I knew the results. Then I called this person, you are on that list based on, it's not favor. He said, yes. He said, we have this list, no problem. So one guy says, guy's going to contest for so and so. I said, he will not get any vote. He said, right, because we have taken care of everybody on the list. So one guy was contesting, he just called me and said, you didn't tell me that you had a candidate. I said, do I have to tell you? It's the body language, I'm so sorry. So he withdrew. So everybody was just, someone said, why are you able to do it? I said, it's human beings now. Sit down, is give and take. So they all, so the other one, they say, they now did another election. My own lads. So now say, the number of people that are paying dues has reduced. Does that matter again? It doesn't matter. It's not prayer point. I put the right people there. Some of you inside the room, he say, Lord, speak. Luke 20. You're having exams. You're going for exam prayer day. What's the prayer for? Exam prayer day. And I say, I'm praying. I need that on campus. I called your pastors back then, about 20 years ago now. And I said they wanted to do exams. When they were in the final year and all that, I said, okay. Say, I want to talk to them about the exams. They came with their Bibles. They were just knowing me. When I was done with what I told them, they left the venue to go and read. No prayer. Say, you want me to bless you? To do what? You just fail. Some of them, I called them, I said, where's your GP? This your GP is going down to hell. Why? Oh yeah, let's rearrange your time. Do you understand? Common sense. Don't say, I break your TV, put it on. I declare. That doesn't make sense. Luke 20. So we'll be looking at career, marriage, finances, okay, and health. So that is something very, very simple. What I'm about to say, it looks very simple. But you'll be surprised that you will need to pray for some believers. Sometimes, let me say something there. Some of the Pauline prayers we pray for some believers, so that they can use their brain. They have to understand being enlightened, so you can see that your brain works. Luke 20. I will read a few versions for you. And verse 34. They asked a question. This question they asked about a woman who got married and then the husband died. Then, of course, the Pharisees and their mischievous self said they kept dying. I mean, this is like an African thinking. Kept dying. Generation are dying. Then how said in the resurrection, whose wife of them? Look at verse 34. He said, the children of the world marry and are given in marriage. Let me read some versions to you. Okay? The New Living Translation says, marriage is for people here on earth. Okay? Like I said, it looks very simple. Marriage is for people here on earth. Another version, the Contemporary English Version, says the people in the world get married. God's Word Translation says, in this world, people get married. Good News Translation says, men and women in this world get married. Okay? So, something very simple is that marriage is not exclusive to the believer. It's not. People in this world get married. Now let's bring it out. People in this world propose for people to marry them. Okay. People in this world, in this earth, they date and go out. People in this world have sex. People in this world have children. They raise children. So which means there is the earthly part of it that you cannot ignore. You know, I said it that when people are married before they got saved and they come to church, we don't say, you are not married. No, you were never married. Marriage is now when you are in the Holy Ghost. Don't appear stupid. So for God to recognize the marriage of somebody who is not born again is recognized. It therefore means that there is common sense, something that should be common about marriage. And it's not only marriage. It's common. So whilst my motive, okay, and my purpose will be because I'm born again, I'm led by the Spirit of God, the way, yes, but it's still marriage. It's still marriage. And marriage is an earthly activity. I put it down somewhere on Facebook. Somebody came to me and said, how can you say marriage is of the world? I said, so what is it of? Is it heavenly? It's of the world. That's what it is. That is why Jesus was a guest at a wedding ceremony. They didn't say, come and conduct the wedding ceremony. For what now? It's an earthly ceremony. People spiritualize it. When people come to Jesus, they have church service. They don't say, you know, they are praying and praying. They say, bring out the ring. I bless this ring. This ring is a token of something, something. It is ever cycling something, something, something. If it binds you, turn to her and say, I deal with it. I deal with it. All these things, it's just a ceremony. It's just a culture you adopted. So I say, you know, I'm standing before the people of God. I'm standing before. It's because you have money. That's it. So, people of the world. Jesus said it. He said they get married. Let's add a few other things. People of the world make money. 1 Timothy 6:17. Charge them that are rich in this world. People of the world make money. Those are the only riches I recognize is in Christ Jesus. The one you don't recognize is about to hinder the one in Christ Jesus. It will hinder that one. Because whenever you don't use your common sense, it will hinder the spiritual part of you. So, the trade. 1 Corinthians 7:21. We've been there before. Paul was talking about the affairs of this world. He said, are you called being a servant? Care not for it. But if you have the opportunity, we read it before, right? If you can be made free, he said, use it. Now, look at how we started. He said, look, in Christ Jesus, forget about
whether you are bond or free. You can be an employee somewhere, but in Christ Jesus, God is yours. And he said all that. Your identification in Christ Jesus. He said, however, see, if you have the chance, right? The opportunity. Which means a Christian must know opportunity. It's common sense. If you have the chance, the opportunity, in fact, English Standard Version says, avail yourself of the opportunity. The Berean Literal Bible says, take advantage. The American Standard Bible says, take advantage. So if you have an advantage, there could be so many. It could be an advantage of relationship, advantage of where you stay, what you do, advantage of people, not taking advantage of people, though, but opportunity. Use it. Because it's of this world. Use it. So people in this world buy and sell. They buy and sell. They trade, they work. So all you need to do is to use the part of yourself that is of this world and use it properly. People of this world, so buying and selling is of this world, and you are in this world. Acts 7:22. We said earlier that even the Bible, the writing of the scriptures, is based on Moses taking advantage of the wisdom, call it education, the wisdom, the education of Egypt. The New American Standard Bible says Moses was educated in all the wisdom of Egypt. He was educated. New American Standard Bible 1995 version says Moses was educated in all the learning of Egypt. In all the learning of Egypt. And the Amplified Bible says in the culture of Egypt. So what you have here is he uses that education. And he said usefully. He took advantage of the fact that he was exposed to education in Egypt. And the only reason why, he said he was mighty, that means he took it seriously. He didn't take it lightly. He was mighty in it. Which means that you found in Moses a brilliant student. A brilliant learner. So, people of the earth get married. They trade. They go to school and learn. People of the world fall sick. If you are in this world, there is nothing, let me say something. Besides the deposit of the Spirit in your heart, Ephesians 1:13 and 14, Romans chapter 8 from verse 19 to 22, and all of that, Philippians 3, verse 20 and 21, your body in composition and that of the unbeliever is the same. Remember, a man wrote one book one time and he said that he discovered that the blood group of believers is no longer the normal one. That they took it to the clinic and now called it blood group D, divine. You know, it was so serious. Now, the guy who was selling the book, right? The one who was carrying the book, he now fell sick. With the book in his hands. People of the world fall sick. Lazarus was very close to Jesus, he fell sick. Let me add one more. Historically speaking, of course, this is not, it's extra-biblical. Joseph, the father of Jesus, died. That's what happened. In Luke 9, you know, you must have read different believers. I mean, the unbelievers were healed. There was no distinction. Those who were healed in Acts 9. But for Acts 9, you saw different people were healed. There was no distinction who they were. Acts 8, many were healed. You don't have any distinction. But in Acts 9, there is now a distinction. It came to pass as Peter passed through all quarters, he came down also to the saints which dwelt in Lydia, verse 32, and found a certain man named Aeneas, which had kept his bed 8 years and was sick of palsy. This was a Christian, because he said he was with the saints. And then he ministered to him. Look at verse 36. There was a Joppa, a certain disciple named Tabitha. You know, this woman was full of good works and alms that she did. She was sick and died. Two instances. In fact, two chapters after, alright, or three, you found James, the brother of John, was killed. So while the other accounts of healing did not distinguish, Luke made it clear that there were cases of those who were saved having these instances. In 1 Timothy chapter 5, and verse 23, drink no longer water, but use a little wine. Now, I'm very careful about this text because it's a personal letter. And this statement is not telling all of us, don't take water again. Now, they both knew what was going on. So he said, for thy stomach's sake, for thine often infirmities. He's not giving him a spiritual prescription. Paul is not a doctor, anyway, which means that he just gave him an advice, you know, a healthy advice on how to care for his stomach. So, saints of God are not those who exclusively marry. Are you here? They don't exclusively do business, build a career. They don't exclusively, They don't exclusively go to school and learn. So say, no. Someone saying that in their own fellowship, they have a tutorial group. I said, what's the purpose? He said, you know, because saints of God have life of God. Someone was saying one day, he said, there was one person who was saying, one fellowship like that. This person has an anointing for exam. And so, then I said this, you know, the person was a pastor. Now when he's giving testimony, so I called the pastor of that person. She was a pastor there. I said, come. What was all this bobo? Our elder brother, right, was a Rhodes Scholar or something. Our younger sister, right, was first class. None of them is as spiritual as she is. If we're looking at spirituality, there's something running there. The two parents were educationists. Why would you come and tell us there's life of God? One guy was saying, no, that when he was doing the exam, I just said, Zoe, Zoe, Zoe. So I told someone, I said, his brother is a professor. His father is a professor. His mother is a professor. Zoe, don't fool yourselves. Look at the Johnny Cars. I think one of the five of them are professors. All the siblings. Everyone. Medicine, different aspects. Professors. So now say, so what's happening there? No, now. Men are brilliant. There are people who will floor you in your class and they're unbelievers. Go and learn. Sit down there and say, Mulika, come and teach me. They'll say, no. Hey, I know circumcised Philistine. I don't think it is. Woe to them that go to Egypt for help. This is not Egypt. This is Lagos. So it is clear that whatever we share in common with both the saved, shared among the saved and the unsaved, also has a lot of common sense in it. Thinking. That means it has a lot of natural laws that require thinking. When it comes to academics, now when we talk like this, people think that you are saying can't be helped by God. That doesn't make sense. You know, we do need miracles in every aspect of our lives. But you see, miracles are instantaneous things, interventions when things go wrong. Always get that. But there's also the natural course of things. Think before you talk. Think about what you are writing. Natural course of things. Learn. Go for lectures. You know, study. Natural course of things. Now, when things go bad, which shouldn't be often, come somebody comes the first week, say, I saw my books, come and pray for me, you pray. Come second time, say, come, what's going on? If I minister to people, for example, and they fall sick, and then they come the second time, I say, wait. What are you not doing in the natural? You can't fall sick on the same thing the second time. They will now start to take some logical things. Have you checked this one? Have you checked that one? Well, it's the same thing. No, say, it's a pattern. It's not a pattern, it's architecture. Stop that. Sit down and think. It's a pattern. What is the pattern? Someone's child was falling ill. I said, no, there's something wrong. Have you checked the diet? Have you checked this one? This is so frequent. You hear that from a pastor, you say, which diet? The diet of the world? No, diet of angels. Go think about it. So we got to investigate. Okay, there's something about, what do you call it now? Hygiene. And that's why the child kept having infection. Simple. If you lay hands, the thing will come back the next day. As you take your hand, it's coming back. So, since we know that our body is of the earth, our businesses, career, knowledge is of the earth, marriage, men get married. That's why there is no, except for this doctrine of spiritual husband, marriage is of the earth. So, now, somebody was asking me a question. This is years back. He said, God led him to marry someone or to ask someone out. You know? And I won't doubt that because you can pray about it and God will say, go and talk to sister so and so. And you go. So, but the person said no. He said, either God did not talk to me. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. I said, if the sister did not hear from God, except in your church, you teach manipulation. The sister has to say, I want you or I don't. Somebody even told me, he said, when he told, he said, there was nothing in the natural. The people lie, oh. I didn't even, when he said it, in fact, I didn't even have any, there was nothing to like the person. I said, see. What you just said now,
wahala day.
Do you understand? Wahala day. Because when it happens, you will explain tired, there will be no evidence. You go just explain tired. You better wait till you like the person. Say, sir, best as I tell you the truth. Actually, somehow, you are just saying, so, what's all this? How can you say, I just saw her spirit. I didn't say her. I read it to you last week. All the men of God. Is it coincidental? All of them, all the men of God. Jacob kept changing wives because of one person. All the men of God. So, don't lie to yourself. Is that clear? So God led you, and the person says no. I said, well, what do I do? I said, there are two things. You can wait upon the Lord. But let me tell you something. I've seen those who waited, and that person married somebody else. There's only one brother. I was teasing him. You know, I was teasing him. I know him very well. He knew when I was young. So he told me that God told him about his sister and all that. Sister said no. So what are you going to do? He said, I should tell him. Ah. I said, tell you what. He said, you are spiritual. I said, you know, when people talk like just say, what do you have in your heart? So he said, I can just wait. So recently he now said he wants to talk about a relationship. So I teased him. I said, that sister came back. I said, which one? You have forgotten. You have forgotten. You know, it's silly. Because naturally, it is the truth. It's only God that is alone. Any human being has a copy. In fact, like Brother Tokes will say, many copies from different photocopiers. That's it. So I was telling me, a lady, she said, no, I said, I'm feeling bad. I said, how long do you want to feel bad? She said, I'm feeling bad. I said, look, if you give yourself hypertension because of a woman, and you die, because you can die, many women will pass over your grave and speak. That's it. I said, move on. Even God, who chose king, change the king. Men get married. You can't force your will on anybody. The person said, I didn't hear. So say, I saw you in the vision, you wore a wedding dress. Maybe it's for a drama. It's the truth. So, when you are a single person, you have a lot of energy. Energy. A young, First Corinthians 7, Paul says you have energy. One of the things you do is you try many things. You be maybe your secondary school. You don't even know what course to study. I don't know whether you do brochure. You'll be taking many courses. Aeronautical engineering. Space wagon engineering. You have time. They'll say no. Come and go to so and read. Physiology, me, not my portion. You write another one. By the fourth year, anything. Anything that comes, I'll take it like that. I'll cross over. When I get to 200 level. You know that thing now? Huh? I will cross over. But whenever you are, when you are young, then you think you can waste time. You'll be saying, I can't do one single course. I told someone, I said, look, the way you say, I can't school in Nigeria. This was recently. Why are you going to school? He said, my vision is so, the course I'm studying is not in UNILAC, it's not in OAU, it's not, it's not in ABU. Let's even forget all the Sioux parts. Let's assume you don't like Sioux. It's not a lorry. It's not a uniform. It's not a uniform. It's not a uniband. Where is this course? How did you even learn this course? This is passing now almost 5 years. Now, he's now doing diploma in one of those schools. Why did you waste your time? Why did you waste your time? Owurọ lọjọ eni ma rire o. Eni ma rire o. Aseba owurọ. That means you must take advantage of time. Use time wisely. You just be picking and choosing. The time will go. When you are young. Before, because when you get into marriage. Don't quickly say next day after you go to university, there's a marriage. Well, so what are you doing next? Say masters. Not that one. What are you doing next? Who is the person? Parents are very funny. When we're young, they chase us from girls. When I grow, they'll be chasing us to follow girls. Interesting human beings. They say, who is that person? I'm sorry, sir. I must never be careful. When you get to where? We've not seen anybody. You know the people who have been chasing things that will follow me. So when you are a single, don't use your energy uselessly. Or what is there on Twitter? You, they are not paying you. Many of the influencers have been paid. You'll be borrowing data. To follow, retweet aggressively. Aggressively. They are paying the person. You, Odo. Say this song is trending. Aggressively. Did you sing it? Are they going to pay you? No. Use your single wisely. Develop. As you train yourself, develop your skill set. People are coming to someone say, the dollar is high. I say, wait. I know you. When last did you see dollar? How is it your business? You say economy is over. What are you offering? For us to pay for. What are you offering? Where is your skill set? Some people here, when the dollar is high, I know you're happy. I know you. But if you join people say, no, I don't want some in this country. So when they say dollar is going down, you say, which down, which down? I know you. So let's look at ourselves again. Do you understand? Say dollar is high. The garri you drink. Do you use dollar to buy it? Where is your skill set? Where is your purpose? Are you maturing? What are you offering? What are you offering to the world? You can't offer Holy Spirit. You can't offer speaking in tongues. Speaking in tongues, someone say, the purpose of my prosperity is when I speak in tongues. And I speak in tongues. He said, the riches of the glory of the inheritance of the saints. That, I want to twist that scripture. I say, you need to speak more in tongues. This is rubbish. Do you understand? There's nothing here. Apart from the fact that men buy and sell. Contribute. Sit down with those who know. Ask questions. As all rightly said, so some of pastors, sometimes they embarrass themselves. An area you have no skill set or expertise, use it to preach. Why not stay with the parables of the Bible? Now say someone look at you, what's wrong with you? What is he talking about? And you say rubbish. Be open to learn and to know. So as a young person, develop your skill set. What the time you're supposed to be learning. You are jumping from one relationship to another. You are broken up. till you are broken away. He will bring the nylon of relationship. What are you doing with your life? Relationship is just commitment. Because, you know, you say, let's go out to cinema. Let's go and do this one. You have all that one there. Then your life, how many people have you gone to cinema with? You even go and eat somewhere. They've seen you there 2 months ago. They'll say, sorry, oh, auntie. This does not look like the man you wrote. Oh, brother. Yes, I'll never tell you that, bro. That energy, use it wisely. Use it wisely. For some, they will not express the energy in sex. And the world will feed you already. But listen. Anyone who gives sex without a commitment is not different from a prostitute. If sex is so important, if sex is commitment, prostitutes will not be giving it for money and not even know who gave them the money. We have Ross. Right? We have Zaddy. I don't think why you know I write movie scripts. How can I write movie scripts and not know what's happening? So I'll be writing and Jacob said to Leah. I'll be writing the menu. No. You know, I say, look, no commitment. There's a sin part, but there's also a common sense. It doesn't mean anything. In fact, the way it has been cheaping in the world today should let you know. Value yourself. Bring something into this world apart from the ephemerals. What are you adding to this world? If I'm going into a relationship, what will be my addition? When it comes to relationships, this is what I'm about to say. Let your emotions play a secondary role. You know, when you're in university, you can be just falling in love. If you have left school and you're looking for a job and you found one, and you are still falling in love. See, the butterfly in your stomach. And I say, you know, I can't do without calling. Have you checked your account? You bought all your credit. Talking about what? So, we want to know ourselves. God, do you know God? A man said compatibility is not I like movies. He loves movies. That's common interest. People make that error. It's not I like movies, you like movies. Or we are both Chelsea fans. That's a very bad one, really. That one is a negative from the onset. I'm joking, no. Let us start here. This is Lake Olga. Compatibility is a euphoric concussion of harmony, peace, and a secret joy. The joy that comes from knowing you have found who you have been looking for. The unbelievability of it. It's a language of the heart. There is honesty, sincerity, no friction. There is delight. A desire to please the someone, care for the someone, be taken care of by the someone. Compatibility is being safe with someone, being a harbor. If you have found someone you connect with this way, you are blessed. So it's not about those things. Those things will fade away. Movies. I used to be a movie freak. I mean, movie freak. I'm no longer. There are things I used to like, I've stopped liking. There was a time like that, I go, La Casera, I can take 6. I stopped taking it. There was a time Indomie, I can take Indomie like crazy. There was a time Coke, recently. I'm doing almost 2 months without Coke. It's a miracle. I'm sure my dad does not believe it. Because it's supernatural. You can't see it. You know, this guy. So you can't be basing yourself. There are people here who have changed their clubs. Most of them are Chelsea fans. They've moved from somewhere to another. There are things that change. Somebody will say, what he wants to do now? He wants to sell something? He wants to be selling granules? Then he say, no, tech. So you can't use that as a basis. Don't use short things as a basis. Compatibility is more rooted in your values. The things you value. If you look at your career very well, it's not necessarily like, it's not what you value that you are doing. Some of you, what you value most is sleep. But that's not what you are doing for a living. You know what I'm trying to say anyway, I'm just joking. So, you therefore cannot afford to build relationships on ephemeral things. Things that will definitely fade away. Sex is natural. The appeal of it is natural. If you see a man that cannot look at a beautiful woman, even those who are blind, you notice that the wife they marry are fine. How it happens is only God that can explain it. You know? So it's natural, but it must be controlled. Controlled based on purpose. Controlled based on values and pursuits. You must know it's natural to you. That is why at some point you have poverty. I didn't say poverty. Poverty. It shows it. And some people are doing deliverance on poverty. Did you have sex in your dream? You wet dream? Come here in Jesus' name. But I'll stop. It happens to young people. Showing the sexuality of a man and a woman. But the truth of the matter is, it's natural but has to be controlled. It has to be controlled so that it is with the wrong person, not with the wrong person, or the wrong time, or for the wrong purpose. Wrong person, wrong time, wrong purpose. Which means I must use common sense. Common sense. You should know if you are in a relationship with somebody, and that's what is in the person's mind. This one doesn't have any future apart from this. And it's, you know, playing around it. So you should go around, go over emotions. Emotions are going to happen. But you must have purpose. As a single person, build your skill set. Right? Things that outlast emotions. Your skill set, your values. Build your strong character. Very important. Men marry. People have successful marriages and they are not Christians. They are not Christians. It doesn't mean the marriages glorify God. Not at all. I've told you the difference before. But they have successful marriages. They raise kids who are doing well in their career. Because it's of the earth. So look at yourself and build your singleness well. Some of us have messed our singleness up. We've been in so many relationships. You have messed your singleness, but you can recall and restore and use it purposefully. Because Yorubas have been saying, they say, Igbalobi, really, time will not be forever. You can't have time all the time. One of the errors young people make is that they have time. It's the foolishness of all things. You don't have time. When you use time wrongly, you will settle for what was never your desire. Use time wisely. Use it purposefully. We'll talk more about marriage next week. But notice that in marriage, the body is involved. Paul says this, Peter says it, the body is involved. So when you get into marriage, it's not revelation. There are things you will know naturally. You must know naturally. And it's part of the marriage and that relationship. So therefore, as a single person, use your energy well. I'm repeating that again. Properly. You can't pass that place again. There is no time that is repeated. By right now, it is 4:30. August the 28th, there will never be another 4:30 August 28th. That's the end. That's gone. So you must learn to use time well. Don't waste time. You are a graduate of how many years? Somebody is asking you, say, let's just see how it goes. You are who? Ghost called ghosting. You are who? Say, let's just be friends. What kind of friends? You have to know that when a man and a woman gets close, it is going to first of all be boiling. You are quiet. Bestie. Tell yourself the truth. So, okay, let us channel this thing properly. Where are we going here? But when you don't ask questions, you will get answers. And the bad answers are the ones that had no question. They will just evolve. Ask questions. Oh boy, this one that you're always checking up on me. Sending me texts. Ha, I'm not a member of your fellowship. I don't belong to your cell group. I don't know what's this passion about. Tell me, don't waste time. I'm not a kid. I'm just. You can't start with lying. Tell the truth. You like me? Let me find out whether I like you. They'll say, okay. No, I'm just a nice guy. And those people are selective. Ask the right questions. Oh boy, where are we going here? What's in your mind? Even his sister. How are you doing? You're looking stressed. Stressometer. There's nothing wrong in shooting your shot. Root shot are shots. But don't deceive. I like you. Somebody asked me, can I ask the person? I said, I don't have a problem with you like, but it's not good in a Christian career to have many nails. Jesus was nailed once. Find out. Do your underground work. There was somebody like that. A leader. I said, hold on. The person just quickly said, I didn't know, sir. Oh, on the phone, I didn't know when I said it. What now happened? He go. I said, let me tell you the truth. For what has happened to you, I don't think I can trust you with souls. I don't believe in the show at all. Because you have brain. Do your research. Ask the right questions. Is this the promised land? Is it to who about who? Find out. You know that guy say, no, I'm sorry, bro, Shego, sorry. The thing about that is that you will not be in the same church. The sister will not say yes to another brother, you will not be looking at it. The strife you want to cause came for not using your common sense. You don't go and ask. I'm so sorry. I don't want to make you feel bad. Somebody was telling me that she didn't want to tell the brother no, straightforward. She said, because he will feel bad. I say, small nail. But you now made it 2-3 weeks. This is not going. Now go, no. You are a wicked person. Say, bro, so and so. I know where you are going. I'm not a kid. Right? At all. But let me tell you something. There is no load there. Is it close? It's not a crescent. It's not highway. It's a close. So that we can have our brotherly thing. So that we won't be having prayer group. And they say, oh, somebody, you look at this. It's true. Some of you here, you have brought shame to me. Ego. 2-3 sisters. What are you using your brain for? You saw a sister? Every time we finish having, she goes to a particular direction. You see regularly. If you cannot compete, concede. Just concede. If you go around something, don't bother yourself. Now go and say, the natural walking in love. This is for you. Walk in love. Walk in love. Are you here? It's simple. Really, I don't believe in brothers being nailed. Mm-mm. You ask the right questions. You can know. Not Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost will not tell you anything. Because the person is joined to the Lord. So the Holy Ghost says, use your brain. So in this, don't forget, you as a person, you have an earthly responsibility to earthly issues. You must play your role in earthly things well. It includes your career, business, education, marriage, your health. There are some people who is not laying on hands they need. He's giving them knock in the center of their head. Yeah. I was sick one time and I fell healed. I was preaching back to back, back to back. One day I just shut down. Boa. I took me to the hospital. And they said there's nothing. Said just the system shut down. That's not the first time I was experienced that. So I said, I don't know. I have this convention, I have to preach. The doctor just looked at me. He said, young man, if you step outside that place and go and preach, that will be your last convention. Spirit, soul, and body. I knew it was God talking to me. Who are you proving the point to? No. Their mouth with wings like eagles. Fly now. Now don't overwork yourself. It was obvious. So those things is not you be praying in tongues, so when you pray in tongues, you renew your body. That's not true. At all. When you get a certain age, there's something you must know. They'll say, no, we don't have age in Christ. We are forever young. The people preaching it, I told someone one day, we were in one service. The man said, we never, the power of God is what he said. He was saying those nice things. I said, Solomon, you and I, we're going out there to take downfall. This man is going to an AC. From AC, see the car he drives. Do we get to downfall before take Okada? Then we're going to, you know your house. You normally fix the cutter for the NEPA at night. Quickly connect it. In the morning, you disconnect it. I say, so don't go and say, hallelujah, hallelujah. So, it's common sense to divine healing. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
So, you and I must use our sense. It's not unbelief. To use the sense. Nobody in the ministry, I call, say, look, how are you doing, sir? Man of God, rest. Go and do this one. Go and do that one. It's what you have to do. In fact, last year, all my pastor friends, what did I send to them? Health kits. December, hamper. Health kits. All of them. The wife of someone wanted to call and said, this is your friend. Pastor Chris wants you to live long. Health kits. Checking your blood sugar, checking your blood pressure, different things, including vitamins. I didn't send scripture. Last year, I sent it around, and I'll double it this year, so that you can be active. Without the body, another person who takes care of his body will take care of your responsibility. It's as simple as that. Paul said, Trophimus, have I left him a little sick? He left him. He didn't say, no, this brother, he left him and went on the work of the ministry. Proverbs 18. Say, I use my common sense. Like we said last week, sometimes the extreme people take is, when you say that one, they think everything about healing is common sense. No. Have a well-rounded life. Is that clear? A well-rounded life. Sometimes people say, well, I don't know how to balance. It's lack of priority. A well-rounded life. You can't just, see, everything you know cannot just be Bible. A well-rounded life. Proverbs 18 and verse 9. Just the same way Paul was saying, he that is slothful in his work is brother to him that is a great waster. Let me read from the Amplified version, the AMPC version. Write this down. He who is loose and slack in his work is brother to him who is a destroyer. And he who does not use his endeavors to heal himself is brother to him who commits suicide. Which means when you don't use what you have, all your endeavor, say you are a waster. You are just like someone who commits suicide. Business, career, education are done by men. Jesus said, angels don't marry nor give in marriage. Angels don't do business. Angels don't go to school. Men do it, and you are a human being. So that must apply. Luke 16. Hope you are learning something. Luke 16. It's a parable of Jesus. I'll just shorten it for you. You're actually from verse 1. But I'll pick on the text. He gave a parable. We call it of the, you can say the, some will call it the parable of the unjust steward. But look at verse 8. Verse 8. And the Lord commended the unjust steward because he had done wisely. For the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. I'll read some versions for us. It says the people of this world, the NIV, are more shrewd in their dealings. They are more shrewd, smart. The Amplified Version says, unbelievers are shrewder in relation to their own kind, the ways of the secular world. The Old Man Christian Bible says they are more astute. They are more astute. Now I'm going to read a version to us. And it's not a version I really like, but it brings out that fact very well. Luke 16. Now that verse 8 says, streetwise people are smarter in this regard. They are on constant alert, looking for angles, surviving by their wits. I want you to be smart in the same way, but for what is right, using every adversity to stimulate yourself to creative survival. Concentrate your attention on the bare essentials, so you live, really live, and be not complacent, just getting by on good behavior. Which means there's something called being street smart. Proverbs 1:20 says, wisdom calls out from the street. Be street smart. Not for evil. No. He said, but looking for angles, surviving by your wits for what is right. Using adversity to stimulate yourself. Somebody came and he said, Pastor, I don't know. I just lost my job. And the person is crying. I said, your problem here is this. I was saying, God, what did I do? Your problem is that you are not really intelligent. You are intelligent spiritually speaking. You can quote scripture. I said, a non-believer would have done two things. Gone for another job immediately. Maybe to a competitor. Or said, Maybe I should get another certification. Improves himself. The believer is saying, what is wrong with my destiny? So what? Use this circumstance to retrain yourself. Use this situation to retrain yourself. How something like that? He felt healed. So he couldn't, was not mobile. He was working for one of these organizations. That was in the 90s. He felt ill. I think he worked for Arthur Anderson. So he was ill. So he was, you know, when he was on the sick bed, he would do many of these. No, they just decided this MSCSC. The thing that just come to the light then. He got those certifications in that period. As people were coming to his house and saying, Jesus' name, everything that is disturbing your destiny, God, he will say amen. He's a Christian. But when they go, he read his books. Using that period when he was alone to acquire a lot of information. He would do courses. There was even, I think MSC, yes, the Microsoft something certified, he kept doing those things. The next job he would take was a director of a telecoms company in Europe. That's not, there's the prayer part, but there's the smartness part. Why are you saying, Pastor, can I have a word? Give me a word. Give me, which word? Me too, I'm looking for word. We are all looking for word. You know? So he said, they are street smart. Why? Because hustle, no, they finish. Hustle is part of human life. Hustle is here. Paul told him he is hustling with his hands. Acts 20, verse 33 and 34, with his hands. You hustle, you work. Knowledge, look at your strengths. What are your strengths? Focus on it. Build something around it. Be street smart. You don't know what's going on. Be street smart. There's nowhere in school they teach you how to be rich. At all. That's something you go all out for. You learn from people, you read things, you watch others. I put something here. How many seminars, courses have you taken around your business? Although you are saying that my business is anointed. You go and carry a bottle of oil, not you. I say, be anointing your place. How many? How many certifications have you gotten in your career? What's the latest thing? Are you working hard towards it? It's about men. You know, I showed you something. Look at 1 Samuel 6:16. Something very interesting is there. Are you in church? Please, let's get questions for next week. I would like to answer questions next week. A whole lot. What you can do, I said send it to my email. Or if you can't, what I'll do is that next Sunday, or maybe I'll just put it in the offering basket. You can write it. Because some of you are saying, sending email. We disclose your name. I know somebody. You can't write down an email. I know somebody. It's you that. 4 Samuel 16. Look at it. Look at what he said about Eliab. Look not on his countenance, verse 7, nor on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord sees not as man sees, but for man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. Now look at verse 12. He sent and he brought him in. That is David. He was ruddy withal of a beautiful countenance and goodly to look. You thought he was bad, but that is like how David was described. Handsome boy. Because it's about men. It's good to go and pray to God and say, all I have is the great grace of God. All I, but at least, don't distract people with bad dressing. Body odor. Perfume. You can buy Miss Paris. Good roll on. You know, you can do some simple things. Don't say, no, God, that's not what matters is, let them see Jesus. How? Say, when I appear, let me disappear, you appear. And when you show, oh, God disappeared. The way you are looking. Are you following what I'm saying? So, Work on yourself. Work on your skill set. Be street smart. They release the budget of Nigeria. Go through it if you're a businessman. You know where the focus is. You go and be following all this sad news. Follow policy. Follow what's going on. Don't say I'm led by the spirit. I know you are. Read news. Don't be reading all these ones that have cartoon. Your whole life you are watching skit. Develop yourself. Right? This year to next year, what do you want to add to your skills? What do you want to know extra? Which part of this world? I'm not for this world forever. Your Bible say you must first of all do the earth one first before you do the heavenly one. Don't forget. Don't waste time. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
Don't waste time. Time is an asset. One of the things I know in life is that time itself is a resource. It's a potential. You have more time when you are 30 than when you are 40. You have more time when you are 40 than when you are 50. I know that. There are things that won't come again. You have more time when you are 60 than when you are 70. So you know that as the day goes, the time is gone. Use it wisely. Whether it's relationship, whether it's business, anything it is, develop yourself. Make sure, I'll close here, that you increase your skills. Let's talk a little bit about marriage next week. It's common sense. Common sense. Many times when I counsel people on marriage, I just give them common sense advice. Some of them, they have the word, though. Well, come. This is common sense. If your wife is doing this, this is what it means. It's common sense. This one, that one. And you see it. So let's develop ourselves. Men get married. Human beings do business. They go to school. If God was against getting wisdom from Egypt, it will not be the entire doctrine of the Bible woven around the Egyptian culture and language. It's not against the earthly nature of marriage. Or else, people who were married, like Abraham and Sarah, their marriage was endorsed along the way and used for the glory of God. So it's of this earth. I challenge you to use your mind more. Let your mind not go fallow. Use it well. Control the content in your mind. Control the content. Next week I'll talk about this. Stop creating content by silly behavior. Some of you sometimes, some things you do, you like to do videos on everything. Who are you entertaining? You now put yourself under pressure. Pressure to be what you are not. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't create content for others. Especially when it's not earning you anything. Develop yourself. Use your time wisely. You have more time when you are in your 20s than when you are in your 30s. Wake up and smell the coffee. Do you hear me?
Yes, sir.
There is no time. No time to waste time. Know when you wake up and when you sleep. Know how long you are going to sleep. Your conversations. If I'm talking with people, I look at my wristwatch. 5 more minutes. I won't tell them 5 more minutes. 10 more minutes. I'm done. I say, later. Some of us misuse things. People you are still going to see the next day. You spend money to talk on the phone. My dad then, when GSM first came out, he be the one to call. Anyway. Usually I'll flash him, he will call me. So when we got married, the day after I flashed him, he didn't pick his call. I flash and flash and flash. Then I called. Then he picked it. I said, I called you. He said, nope, you flashed me. I said, now you are married. If you don't have money for credit, why did you get married? Ah.
So you hear on the phone, you say, when I say, hey, there's a, when we see, we are going to see tomorrow. You say, and so what I say, when we see tomorrow. You know, one of us, we'll say it on the phone, we'll still say when we see again. You wasted some time, money, and energy. Watch your time. Is that clear? Before you close, watch all your relationships. There are some relationships you need to walk away from. It brings nothing. Someone said, I've not been calling him. I said, the calling I've been calling since, what has he brought me? No, it's the truth. Spiritually speaking, I said, anytime you come around, you talk about people and people. I just, if you're a journalist, let me know. It's not saying, let me measure what is the usefulness. Spiritually speaking, do you edify me? Zero. Earthly wise, you've not brought business my way. There's nobody you know that I need to know. Abby, stand to your feet. Let's bless the Lord.